Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. John chapter number 6, verse number 66, downwards the Bible said, you know, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. In verse number 67, then said Jesus unto the 12, will he also go away? Then Simon Peter answered and said unto him, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we have believed and are sure that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. I read it one more time, John chapter 6, 66, downwards. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus to the 12, will he also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him and said, to whom shall we go, Lord? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God.
Simon Petro Boan is say, Eradi, why in Chenny Becro? One hour down Quansem, near GED, near Hunsawin and Copon Crunino. Simon Petro Boan is say, Eradi, why in Chenny Becro? One hour down Quansem, near GED, near Hunsawin and Copon Crunino.
Tonight I would love to start from Luke chapter 6, verse number 46 to 49, and I'll connect it to a few other scriptures by the grace of God. The Bible said in Luke 6, verse 46 to 49, the Bible said, and why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh unto me, heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, and digged down, and laid the foundation on the rock. When the flood arose, when the stream beat vehemently upon the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation build an house upon the earth, against which the stream that beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. God went about in the last verse, he said, but he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation buildeth an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Look at some patriots and you may yet at the nine insia a copem at the nine and crona tear radiasm.
Now then, I'm from Eradi, Namonia, dear Messier. We are Obamin chain, Otiaminsum, now you know, Metron or dear Oseno, or to so Nipa or to a band, no tomb, or tomb man a doy, not or to fapim or botan so, Nen so irieno, or she are more tifa a band home. Na and me I was no, if it's our tuny ye. Na dear otier na onye no, tis onipa or two abay as ye ni na any fapim, and on our shia more tifa home, na and temara as she as ye na bayano say cra.
Last verse read it na, again. Last verse read it again.
Na
all the time, all the time.
Na dear otier na onye no. Tis onipa or two abay as ye ni na any fapim, and on our shia more tifa home, na and temara as she as ye na bayano say cra.
I read it for the last time, let me follow you.
Na aden amo frame erade erade.
Se aden na wo frame erade erade.
Na mo nyade
ya mesi.
Obiara oba menchen na otie mensem.
Obiara wo ba wonyamenchen na wotie nensem.
Na oyɛ no.
Na oyɛ ne wonyame asem na sie no.
Metre mo de oseno.
Me de ne toto bibi ho tie.
Wote se onipa oto aban.
Wote se wonipa wo be si dan na wato fapem.
Na otutu ma no doye.
Na wotutu fom mane kofom.
Na wato fapem obotan so.
Na wato fapem no ewo botan so.
Na nsuo yiye no.
Nsuo yira.
Oshi amotifa aban no ho.
Tie. Se nsuo yira. Ri.
Na nsuo yiye no. Oshi amotifa aban no ho.
Ka.
Na entumi anwo so no.
Ensuo no a yiri ye na entumi anwo so. If he said what yatono free set.
What to ni ye?
Free se ni atuni ye pursue tie ni ye kani ye ba. Na ya tuni ye kwe.
Na dear what ye no one yeno.
Na wo bia wo ba sorry be tie bra dear some one fan ye twuma no.
Ti se onipa o to aban asa.
What to say wo bia wo sit down na what to form.
Na any fapem.
Ato foundation ana. Any fapem. Wo fiti ya na wo de dan si yo.
And no, she am what if I
home. Sandy Pano, sir. A hulu took them from my bar.
Na in Tamara, a shiasi.
And Tamara, me dine a shiasi.
Na bano say cry.
Na se a shiasi. Ibubu a say cry. This is our passage which I will want to start tonight. As somewhere a day, a brave free. Say a year, then Quasira, Edinburgh, no, no. Every day, as some any a cadet of free. Say, every money away. We're living in the last days, and ladies and gentlemen, we do not want to joke with the opportunity that God has given us. Just like I quoted 3 days ago, that the book of the prophet Amos prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse number 11. For the days will come where men, there will be a famine on the land. It will not be a famine of food and water, but it will be a famine of the hearing of God's word. He said that people will run to and fro seeking the word of God to hear, but they will not hear it. We are living in times where the real gospel, no, it is, you know, diminishing and depleting out of our pulpits. And so God sent us to re-echo and to bring back that which he has destined for his people. King Kansahon Maminti.
She nabi reba
nabi ba
Ebrade
nyame no wase tie
se mema kom pesie
bia ba asase so
enye
duane kom
ene
nye su kom
na Ebrade asase tie
Ebrade asam wuti ho kom
na obechine afripo ano akopo
ene pa bechine afrimpo ano akoketire
na wa wonchechede
wo ba wonchechede
afreti fi
so ma se wo nyam kopa asam wuti na nsu
wonye
bad day. I'm telling you, we are already in those days. Those days, we are already in it. And that is why one of the very, very special places this night I will want to begin my, you know, is a book of Revelation. Very hard that you hear the modern day preachers reading or preaching from. And God knew that, you know, they will not. So he put a little incentive in there for everybody who will go into that particular premise of scripture. And so I want us to go into the book of Revelation immediately after this introduction. I will let you sit down. Now, when you look at it very carefully, Willie, we heard, baby, I actually, you honey, at this, the next thing that comes is, Book of Revelation. Stick with me. We're going to be there. We ain't going anywhere tonight. You know, what baby, I watch you now. What's Enshenimu? Enshenimu means a preamble, or we are given insight into it. I want you to read the first paragraph of Enshenimu of the Book of Revelation. Read it. Let me hear you.
What tray, Yohani, a DSM no bre a na a Christophore refer or time.
What's it? Your tray, Yohani, a DSM no bre a na a Christo forever what time?
Esan ijidi na ano kura.
Esan ijidi ana wukuremu.
Say yes, Christo ni eradi no.
Say Jesus Christos ene eradi.
Di na ehia ochira for ni titu ene say.
Di na ehia ochira for Yohane ya wako e Patmos e supono. Ni ene ehia ni titu pa ene say.
Obema na king kan for enye ni daso eni kranche.
Obema na king kan for enye eni daso ni kranche.
Ah obetu me di atina asia no kredi.
Tui! Obetimi di atena ase no kredie ene
wo otabremu
ewo otabremu. I'm telling you, we are not living in very easy times. We're living in very difficult times. It's not only, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, it is not only a time where, you know, it is economically difficult. We are also living in times, very precarious and very pertinent times, where a lot of things are competing for your attention. The things that are competing for your attention are more than the things which have ignored your attention. The television is competing for your attention. The internet is competing for your attention. Your friends are competing for your attention. The radio is competing for your attention. Secular music is competing for your attention. Ungodly alliances and friendship are competing for your attention. Especially for those of you who work in the corporate environment. People want you, even though you you are married, but they want an ungodly relationship with you. They are competing for your attention. Therefore, we are living in very, very precarious and very pertinent moments. It is very difficult. A lot of things that are competing for your attention, like bribery and corruption, that are competing for your attention. The politicians know what I'm talking about. The professionals know what I'm talking about. A born-again believer, a born-again Christian, who is working very well for the Lord, faces a daily temptation of people offering huge, humongous, and giant bribes. It comes to them as a gift. It does not come like a bribe. But, you know, when we watch Anas's expose, then we realize that even the things which we think are normal, like house and cost march on May 9th, it looked like it was normal, but it was all fixated, and people fell into the temptation of the enemy. So a lot of things are competing for your attention. Not just that, when Arsenal and Manchester are playing, when England and Ghana are playing, and at the same time we have a church service, then your attention is being competed with. I want to talk to you for a moment. I want to speak to everybody who is listening to us. So the things that are competing for your attention, you know, is also contending with your faith in Christ Jesus. We need to understand that this is the very moment that if God does not cut off the days, even the people who believe, the Bible says, Matthew 4:12-14, he makes it very clear in the Bible. His son said, you move a prayer. His son said, Bunny! And go there quickly and let me read that. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall run cold. A lot of things that are competing for our attention, it is making it difficult for the modern day believer to stand the temptation and the real, the raging temptations of this time. But the Bible talked about it in the book of Revelation. He made it very clear that there's a moment of temptation coming upon the whole earth. When he wrote to the church of Philadelphia, he made them to understand that the whole earth will be tempted. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in very, very pertinent and very important and crucial moment. Can I remember it here?
Matthew 24:12.
And I'm telling everybody in this place who understand what we are talking about, ladies and gentlemen, you are living in a time, living in a generation of Adam was very much easier, because the temptation Adam faced is much easier than the temptations the modern day believers are facing. It is not only Satan you are facing. You are facing your own family as adversaries. You are facing your own friends as betrayers. You are facing your own church as people with enmity. You are facing, you come to church and people don't talk to you. You come to church and people don't want to relate to you. It is so shocking sometimes when I think about it. I'm thinking about some of these things and I'm relating to it, but I came to the house of God to relate with the Holy Spirit. I thought you said that, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. It is like precious ointment that flows from the head of Aaron through his skirt into his beard. It is like that. I thought you said that the church is a place of fellowship. So how come I'm now come to church and there are groupings in church who don't want to talk to me? How does it happen that I come to church and I'm leading worship, and because I am leading the worship, somebody does not want to talk to me or does not want to see me, and because of that they do not even respond to my worship, which I'm leading. I am the choir leader, or I'm leading the worship team, and then how come somebody does not hypocrisy. He hates the hypocrisy of the church. The modern day people and Christians have corrupted themselves, ladies and gentlemen, and that is why we preach the heart of God. Yeah, cut down kwansom ene komshona achiro ena na twa mo atiase wa hwiya ene man kitin kitiwe e de ubeko hell. I'm telling you, oh yeah, and that is why he is asking, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Why do you call me Erade, Erade? It just reminds me of that scripture in Matthew chapter 7. And then one more simi say, Erade, Erade, Nina, and because you are here anymore. I drew one more, yeah, Major, what's wrong? I pray you may be seated in the presence of God. Let us work the credulity of God's word. And that is why so many people, even in your area where you live, what the moment you tell them, I'm going to church, they get shocked and amazed. They ask themselves, is this what they teach in the church? Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have come, to sit under the feet of the Lord and listen to the word of God. But what sense is the word of God? Or what sense does the word of God make? What essence does it make? How relevant it is when you hear the word and does not do what is written therein? Oh yeah, I like it in the book of Matthew when he made mention of this same scripture. He said, why anybody who does the word of God, who hears the word of God and does not do it, I will liken him to a wise, I will liken him to a foolish man. But the person who heareth the word and do it, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. It becomes very integral when Jesus made the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13, when he made that particular parable. When you look at it very carefully from chapter number 13, verse number 1, it makes a lot of sense when you look at the lives of the Christians. King Kahoma Mintine,
and then all right, yes, if
you're caught in our power, so we'll
feel
and the nipper people are not a bit shy.
And until a kokudo not continue.
Now Jesus, a kokudo, he went into the ship to teach the people. The Bible said the people were at the shore whilst Jesus was on the sea. And he spread many parabolical statements or teachings. Go.
As
sower went to sow his seed. Come on. The Bible said, The disciples privately came to Jesus and asked him, why do you speak in parables all the time to the people? And Jesus, you know, went further to explain the parable and talked about a few things. Come on, read the word of God. Jesus, who preach here, I be buo mu na akasa chire.
No bossi wonse.
Na Jesus, e buasi wonse.
Mo dia wadi amamu se muhu.
Mo dia wadi amamu se monti asie.
Eni a hinta se mno.
Woman tia hinta se mna.
Na one dia wonfama.
Na one dia wonfama.
No biara owo no.
Na wo biara owo no.
Wo bema no.
Ti.
Na wenya broso.
Na fetch. Chirabenas, go read from
now
there. We don't have the time. Chamber, you know, read, you know, Chirabenas, go to that verse very quickly and let's work.
Afe munti ogufo ho
de. Afe tie ogufo ne benas.
Obi ara ti ahini en ho asem.
Obi ara ti ahini en ho asem. Everybody who hears the word of God and does not understand it.
Obonefo no ba behim de wagu na komam no mu.
What is said ye obonefo no aba behim asem no afri na komam. When I read this, I was so amazed that the devil can even go to the point of people's hearts and steal the word. He is using that word. He steals the word from their hearts.
Oyin de ogun ni kwanche no.
Weni ni egun ni kwanche.
Na de ogun na bo so no.
Ni egun na bo so.
Onen de oti ase.
Wo so no ni ni e wetu nyankopo asem.
No de ni je jin intentem.
Wo de ni je jin intentem.
Na so ni hini.
I see a lot of those people all the time when I preach. I see a lot of those people. Oh, nyame ashira. Asem wa wo kana. This is what our generation needs and all stuff like about one more those people. Oh, they have a lot of problems. My God. I see them coming here many times. They want to serve. They want to serve. I had two particular people who came from last year. They want to serve. They want to serve. And I said, no, time will determine whether you are real or not. One of them, you know, at the moment as I speak to you, Abeboka, almost 1,000 Ghana cities, Yamame. They spoke to these few ladies and said, when Yamia Kasachre and said, is give me 400. And then they collected the money. Then told this one that win to an idiot. And then when they realized they have been cheated, then they brought the whole matter. Now this is somebody who hears the word of God very interestingly, and they come say, oh, I want to serve in the house of God. I want to serve in the things of God, you know, but yet I come on in papa. Propose to a married woman. Married woman. Sorry, and come and loiter and wild time and go away. Because whilst you are sitting here, today might be your last time you are hearing me. So don't joke. Like I told you yesterday, you are a stranger on earth. You are a pilgrim on earth. You are a passenger in transit. When you see us preaching like this, it's not acting. I'm not joking. And I realize heaven crono enough for someone. Because of the word, but the people do not know that they are taking this blood money in exchange of their own life. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you for a moment and tell you certain things that are very crucial and pertinent, crucial, very important to your salvation. We are talking about things that will profit your Christian life, that it is not just going to church. No, that is why so many people have prayed over the years and they are not getting answers and results, because God does not cast his precious pearls upon the swine. Very clearly, when you study Psalm 24, verse number 4, the Bible said, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the God. Oh, yeah. It makes it even amazing when he says in Psalm 119, verse number 9, what shall a young man or a young woman cleanse his ways by taking heed unto your word? That is what we are talking about. Because the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of it bring a light. I love that scripture very much, because the entrance of it brings light and gives understanding to the very fool or simple. Oh, hear what we are talking about. We are dealing with very school fees and all that. And that is why very good people I know who were gospel musicians, very good people, they started very well. Tonight, let me leave your names. They started very well, doing very well, but because of Yasid Dagunity, a confunction or Musiliska. Well, gospel musicians, I've told you, I will buy their CD, I'll bring it here, I will play it on the W3 and tell people it's demonic. You feel it's gospel, but it's not. God does not need anybody's help, including a comfort. And so, if God gave you a vision, why will He send you to a fetish priestess for funding? Something is wrong. We came to examine ourselves in the word of God, which is a mirror, and to see whether we are in alignment and in synchronization and syncopation, in configuration with the word of God. I'm talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. That is why so many people can now take, you know, duties at work for double salary on Sundays, because you can now even trade your faith. Yeah, they are very trickish. They can tell you when you work on Sunday, it is double wage. I saw it from Aboriginal officers. So you lived in London, you know what I'm talking about. They know, they will tell you when you work on Sunday, it's double pay, and the Christians will go for it. The reason is because they have sold even the their soul and even their pride, their dignity away. A Muslim will never do what I just said. A Muslim will never compromise the time of prayers for anything. They don't care what it is. They are obliged. Miami Senkremufono has more discipline, more than the Christian. A Muslim will not date a Christian man, but a Christian young girl would date all the Muslims everywhere. And they even date a comfort. They would date Abu Somfo. They come Radia General Chilema. And that is why they have no discipline. These girls in church, the Rome draws anywhere. Yeah, Bisaprosi Fona and your night patrols. They will tell you how people have sex in cars, especially Ghana with Difri. Woman named so called Protella. You bet chilling with hotel because people know his face. In the Nigeria Dana, no more from our cars. We are talking the heart of God and the word of God to you. We are done quansome and in commission. As some will be to me, and we are conquered. As some will be to me, Abakwan, Atunia Pinia Nama, Sutina Pier, as a Korea. So, and who are some Namino Kana Nagri? Yeah, can some will be to me, Amawakoma, Abu Prim, now a near Bau Russo, now a Timia Son Saw, now the Ani Daho, Asuma Rate, our Krum Kruya, and in Namism, Rodia Kuko Tru, and in Namia Bera Dieno. Abeti wotum animo bro nanu asam na menoka samwa ebeti mi amawe shurebrate, because that is the conclusion of the whole matter. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse number 13, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and obey his commandments, for this is the whole duty of all men. Tin year was in asamna etiacha anani tofa bomna ne se shurewanyan kupon. So John chapter number 14, he made it very clear. If you love me, obey my commandments. If you love me, obey my. I'm talking to the people who feel that the Ten Commandments or the commandments of God are abolished because we are under grace. But these were the words of Jesus. If you love me, obey my commandments. If you love me, obey my commandments. Like, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt from the land of slavery. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make of a graven image of anything that is like upon the earth, in and under the earth, or beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow yourself down to them, or thou shalt not, because I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the sons, to the third and fourth generation. He goes to the third commandment and said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord, or thou shalt not use the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For God will not hold guiltless anybody who uses his name in vain. following the fourth commandment, he makes it very clearly. He said, honor your father and your mother, that your days will be prolonged upon the earth. The fifth commandment, honor, he said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, for you have 6 days to work. For the seventh day is a holy day unto God. Thou shalt do no servile work. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not steal. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear a false witness against your neighbor. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's husband, or your neighbor's donkey, or your neighbor's servant, or your neighbor's handmaid. Oh, sure. But if I look at the Christians now, they covet everything, including somebody's wedding. Oh, sure. They covet people's husbands and people's wife. Somebody brought a Range Rover, and the Christian in his heart covets it. Covetousness is, you know, a similitude to witchcraft, just like jealousy is, you know, a prototype of witchcraft. Oh, sure. I want to sing it to you. It will be the Anna Branson, you know, I love it, even in tree, because see, I hear it very well. Many of that young couple, me, you will feel me, so I'm in Kofi, and Yanga, me, so from Kaum, and Meho, and you will hold me, and I dear, be at a Tisania, and what's your sasso, and Kotu among so on, and me of that young couple, me and young couple, Nim Kumfa, me, dear John Mamuma Yosuka, me, fam, Maso, you could see I want to address one and San Naso, me, young Pimua, or Domina would do me, Mransom, so I tell you, and then you go to the third one, he said, a mother that we young couple. But you can call your pastor. Something must be wrong. You can shop for your pastor and his wife, and your mother is starving to death, and you call your mother a witch. What now, my Ghana? A different beer catcher will say, oh, mommy, a baby. And the Bible is talking to you. Are you listening to the word of God? Something must be wrong. Jerusalem, near the Aku Judea, near the Aku Samaria, near the Aku Asasiano. Oh yeah, you was preached from Jerusalem, which is your home, and take it to your neighborhood, which is Samaria, and take it to your outskirts, or where, which is Judea, and then to the ends of the world. Something must be terribly wrong with you, and you come and stand here and pray in tongues. A new baby, it does not even hit the ceiling. I'm talking to you because your mother and your father are like a covering and a blessing to you. That is why when you are getting married, your mother is a requirement, your father is a requirement. You cannot just put them somewhere till them no can hear, because your baby turns on them and lift our hands and declare worship and all stuff like that. But we have no honor for our parents. I'm talking to you. I want to use the opportunity to tell everybody, listen, it is very integral, very important, and I want to say to everybody watching and everybody listening to us right now, Tianipa, because here come when Yankupo and what some name actually when Yankupo ma. When we declare some of these things, we know that this is the credoed word of God, and because this word is not preached from our pulpits anymore, that is why the people have erred. They have just money on my baby. And then when you go to, you know, the sit commander was a new and sour. And Macron, a new Yonko, Adansi Kumo, and then the Ten Commandment, and our name with Yonko, and Anukuno, and Anakua, and Anafuna, and Nafumo, and Adiabiara, and Yahoo Yonko, dear. You've left this abolishes. Now, sorry, I see a breaky bone, some Ubreki wine, and a breaking. Even the devil understand the credulity and the parameters of the scriptures. Now, who are we a Christian? Yeah, also on Kumkun Tumo, you don't understand these things. And tonight the Lord sent me here to tell you, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I ask you? Why do you call me Lord and do not obey my commandments? Why Why do you call me? Am I talking to somebody right now? Why do you call me, Lord? Let's welcome the woman of God, you know, to sit next to Pastor John. Why do you call me, Lord? Oh, yeah. Radosa. And do not hear. Why do you call me, Lord? And do not obey my commandments. Why? Why you don't freeze? May cut down quantum. May cut down quantum. And come and once I have 15 minutes to close my meeting, but I want to tell everybody in this place, you're born again and all that are ye, it does not have to come into my life. Yeah, cigarette. Oh yeah, I know a lot of people, you know, a musician, I won't mention his name, you all know him, his music is all over the place, you all have it on your phones and everything. Come find it in, you know, us. Tell them, say, we have me. Namzi, you are a very wise person that you have the boldness to come out to say, we have. Once you have the time to repent. Because when the door of grace is closed upon you, that like it closed on Daninati, that it closed on Abraham, the keyboard is to sow winners. Oh, yeah. Once it's closed, you don't have any opportunity to make any amends anymore. So get it right with God. I keep telling the gods, the secular musicians, you know, you Jimmy B. When we went to school, Jimmy, yeah, but they drew baby. I was so much Jimmy and it too. And so now, would me get it right with God quickly and get moving, you know, because and chen any bread, dear me. Oh, yeah, as my cars is here, I'm a catch the ebony or brother with tears and could be booming. Kawa bed damas. Oh, yeah, tuni fubi about one for. Catch it up. Now, yeah, because you cannot make it. Let me call you, honey. Let's read some very few things in the book of Revelation. And then I'm going to, you know, work it out by the grace of God. And we are going to close. But I'm telling you, without it, you can be the bishop, you can be the pope. Without Dankwa, you will not see the kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 1. Let's start from verse number 1. Let's start from the go.
Yes, Christ said, "Yea, we yango pon de man." I say, "On train and kuwa di chase bantem."
Sanka hobi.
Yes, Christ said, "Yea."
Yes, Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which He gave unto His servants to teach them, teach them. Watch now, that will be my message. Teach them, teach them, to teach His servants what must come before the end. Teach them. Getting a Mercedes doesn't mean you have arrived. I keep telling you, driving a BMW doesn't make you anybody. Living in East Legon doesn't change your status. When God blesses you, enjoy it. All those blessings are tools for you to just serve God correctly. It's just to aid you and help you. That is all it is. Apart from that, you know, it does not change your status or change you or whatever. It does not make you a better person over anybody. I'm telling you, because they will just take it and enjoy it. I'm telling you. And therefore, you know, because I drive, you know, sometimes I see people, because I've had ABCD, you know, now I can't come to church because now I am above the radar. Really? Think about remembering to watch. I will teach you tomorrow. Teach them.
No, I'm the buffer also the betrayer and acquire you, honey.
Oh, I'm the buffer also the betrayer and acquire you.
Ah, what did Yanko Pan assembly Yesu Christ a dance here?
Pray! Yanko Pan assembly Christ or Yesu a dance
here? Did you agree in a dance here?
Two.
You surrounded your king kind.
Then share! And then you're working kind. Tell you!
No one out here, this is a
working kind, particularly the book of Revelation. The Bible says, in Shirane say anything, because when you mean him, say, Revelation. And then in the Hini, okay. Maybe so as I'm, and then in the I'll be a book of revelations and I'll pay my king cancer me year free her. We would rather live, you know, the sun shall not smite me by day, neither the moon by night. He will preserve my soul even forevermore. Oh, yeah. As the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, there be an Abukuma Kanesha Samso. Yeah, brother, Yohani, that is where we have pink horses. Have you seen a pink horse before? That is where we have red horse. Have you seen a red horse before? Come and read about the horses, because who can't. And so he said, bless are the people who will read and hear kankambra from here.
Now what did you watch when you see?
Now, the time is at hand. Sister, we are living in the last days. We are living in the end times. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15. The Bible said, do not live like fools, but wise. Live circumspectly, redeeming the times, for the days in which you live are evil. Oh, yeah. You are living in very, very evil days. Like, just like when I started by telling you that a lot of things are competing for your attention. The television, the internet are all competing for your attention. Pornography, free sex is competing for your attention. Nudity, madness, blasphemy especially is competing for your attention. Oh yeah, a lot of things are competing for our attention. And one of the things that is competing for attention, especially in these last days, is ungodly comedy. It's competing for our attention. You know, sometimes when people wake up in the morning and they send all these stuff, you know, to the WhatsApp thing, and they said something for a laugh. I don't need a laugh. Sister, pray! I don't need that. We are living in a very serious moment. You bring a comedian talking nonsense, and sometimes they even, you know, bring their comedy to the Holy Ghost and the things of God, and they ridicule the things of the scriptures. Are you serious? And you stick it around and suggest we are getting too serious with ourselves, so just let's have a laugh. Back we see a Mr. Atta is in the refrigerator. You think that is a laugh? You think that, what are you talking about? Get serious! For once, get serious. First Peter chapter 4, verse number 7 and 8. But see, for the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious. Christopher, you're serious. You think this is the time for laugh? Do you think it's the time to loiter around and just have ungodly comedy and fun? And sometimes I hear things like, can't we have fun in the church? But this place is not a place for fun. My house shall be called a place, or a place of prayer, or a place of sacrifice. And so we didn't come here to have fun. Pray! Monkoso! And have fun. The Bible said, and as the days of Noah, so shall also be the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Pray! I'm telling you, in the days of Noah, the Bible said they ate, they drank, they married, and they gave in marriage. They were having fun. And that is the same thing that happened in the days of Noah. Same thing in the days of Noah. It tells me how close are we are to the end and to judgment. I'm talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. Because I'm telling you, you may not hear the gospel like this anymore. I'm telling you. If the preacher had preached something like this, he will even appreciate it more. Oh, yeah. Rather than telling him he's going to go to America and go to Canada, you are going to be rich. And then at the end of Canada, yeah, you raise it up for people to know it's a breakthrough. At the end of that lantern, at the empire, catch it on me. I know people who want tickets to come home. And you tell me it's a breakthrough. Oh, really? I don't think so. I know people who have visas now and they don't travel. Myself, I had many visas. I never traveled. It expired. And thereby, and at Abruchi, no, you hear Christo, and then a Hini, and then a train, and a cannon, a dear Biaka, or the Becamaho, and can't you let me say, we are Jidine, and can't you let me say, because God is the judge. When I'm in a bit to me a casa, when I'm in a bit to me a casa, we are in the Patrinini, we are in the Pacrujini, when I'm in a bit to me a casa, we saw many, we fatter, when I'm in a bit to me a casa, don't be just tell, and especially when we are living in the realm of the word of faith, the movement, because from the Exodus to the Pentecostal move, to the new Pentecostal move, to the charismatic move, to the word of faith, to the prophetic move, but by the time we expostulated all this, the word of God that has been elicited from the pulpit have depleted from spirituality, and from the point of view that the soul must reconcile with God. Now it is the soul must reconcile with the cars, with the money, with the whatever, and all that. And therefore we have become too materialistic in our Christianity. If you preach and you don't mention material gain, you have not preached. If you prophesy and you don't tell people things that will excite and enthuse and elate them, you have not really prophesied. And that is why people are running helter-skelter to places looking for the even unknown. When you ask people, why are you in church? They cannot even tell you why they are here. And because we are drifting away from spirituality, that is why there is no anointing flowing from the pulpits anymore. No anointing! No anointing. Now these people go to radio, and then he sends boys to be under the radio is upstairs, and his boys are downstairs, and they call and say, "Nyamini pa, me tie wo preaching, and toma kuma so pa, or say, wo me hunu see from Mark, which now he wish out the green, meanwhile wish out the fita." Because we are trying to impress, and that is one of the pressures of the church right now. Everybody is trying to impress. That's where people, they sit in a plane and take a selfie. It's all about impression. You want to impress people. I was in the flight going to Chicago. Meanwhile, the flight is going to Benin. We are so sick as a generation. Because we want, you know, especially when you sit in a plane, normally you go through the business class before you go to the economy class. When they get to business, they sit down, cross their legs, and take a selfie and put it on Instagram and said, "Glory be to God." See, glory be to God. On board a flight en route to Los Angeles, California. Meanwhile, the flight is from Accra to Kumasi. Kumasi! And it's because, and that is why lying has become a common thing and even a normal thing. That is why the Holy Ghost cannot flow anymore. Now, when the Christians are sick these days, they rush to the doctors. Where is the healing power of God? Where is the healing power of God? Where is the anointing that cures people? Where is the balm of Gilead? Where is the spices of Egypt? Where is the healing power of God? Where is the anointing that cured people? Where is the anointing that raised the cripples? Where is the anointing that cured the blind? Where is the anointing? Tell me! Where is that anointing? Anointing. Anointing that could easily prophesy that your father was born in 1923. Before his birth, his grandfather went for a port. I was sitting so and Tesua Natafo. I see prophetic. Where is that anointing? Where is that anointing? So I show born and find out. Where is the anointing that came upon Azusa Street? Tell me the anointing that came in the days of Brother Mwako. Tell me the anointing that James Makionum had a cocaine will be that from where we nante. Tell me where that anointing is, because there is too much lies, there is too much fabrication and blatant, you know, carnality in the church. And that is why we don't see the glory of God tonight. I call the God of miracles to visit us tonight. I call the God of wonders to touch us again. I call the God of all grace to refine you like fine gold. Oh yeah. Instead of Rehoboam, instead of him going after the lost gold shields, the Bible said that he replaced it with brass shields. That is what the church have become. Instead of going for the real thing, we have fabricated something that looks like the real thing. By the time people come to church, they don't even have Bibles. They just come to church and come and sit here. This is not a social club. This is the house of God. We come to hear the word that has power to heal the sick, has power to deliver the oppressed, has power to cast out devils. I'm talking about that anointing. We have diluted the oil with occultism, and that is why we don't see the glory of God. And that is why the pastors are sick with diabetes and high blood pressure. Tonight I call the Christians back to God. Return back to your God.
wachi sambra wachi wa wuye kwantofo fa ahuno enem paibo ebra wajim kwanche bra sadia wotia no bra bekutu wajim kwapa bra sho onun wofo nasam anasiansa obajo obadumo sambra enti enchin champion. I just quoted the Presbyterian hymn. Oh sure, I want to tell you, come back, Daniel, turn back and come back to the Lord. We want to see the God of miracles. We want the ancient oil and anointing. Stand to your feet.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.